Let's focus now on one refugee story. Mohammed Badran was just 19 when he was forced to flee his home in Syria. He had received threats because of humanitarian work he was doing at the time. He eventually was given asylum by the Netherlands and settled there. That's when he decided to focus on giving back. Badran and some Syrian friends created a group of volunteers, and they provide community services, mostly to Dutch residents.
We are missing positive images and the positive voice from refugees. People, they want to see us like victims. We experience some difficult situation, but that will not make us for whole our life victims. So I really wanted to show the people how we are taking action, how we are trying to help to be a solution to solve this crisis.
Yeah, meantime, you're facing some pretty strident attitudes. You may have seen that Donald Trump's eldest son caused a stir online yesterday, posting a photo on Twitter of a bowl of candy called Skittles. And underneath it, he wrote, "If I had a bowl of Skittles and I told you just three would kill you, would you take a handful? That's our Syrian refugee problem." What do you make of that?
Being a refugee, you know, it's really an experience itself. It's not a label. This experience, like, it was really tough and it was really, you know, difficult as well. It taught me that right now how to become strong, you know what I mean? Mm.
And you and your friends launched a program to undertake community service projects. What kind of things do you do?
We started this idea because we believe in voluntary work. A lot of people, they talk about how refugees are coming to steal their jobs. So we have right now the database of the 600 volunteers. And then we try to search for a Dutch organization. And then we try to match them with refugees. What we do is go and help elderly people with a garden, cleaning garden.
The elderly Dutch, though, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And they really enjoy it. It's like our team is right now mixed, like Dutch and Syrians, and then they go together, they have a chat. You are bringing them together for a good cause.
Do you have one specific example where that happened?
We have right now a project called Green Team, the one for cleaning the garden for elderly people. Send a project to other Dutch organizations. They have their team. So we send our volunteers to them and then they try to have a coffee and then go together. And then they work together and afterwards they sit together and start sharing the experience of this work.
Yeah. Do you ever scratch your head and wonder why are the rich countries taking in comparatively few refugees to the poor countries?
Let's, you know, talk about the facts. They are not taking. We are coming, you know. There is no safe routes for refugees. We want to provide safe routes. That's a right as well. You know, you should have the right of escaping the wars.
Mohammed Badran, co-founder of Syrian Volunteers in the Netherlands. You may have seen him yesterday speaking at the UN General Assembly about refugees. Mohammed, great to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco. Cheers.